Alright, what are you guys excited about this one? Really hope that it's a good episode. Bringing out a new one for June 3rd. Meant to get it out yesterday and got a little sidetracked. Putting out content at least weekly, that's my goal. I might end up doing it every Friday. I'll let you guys know. But again, this is the episode for June 3rd. So, real quick, remember, you guys can always call in at the link that is down in the description below. I'll make sure that there is a link down there where you can call in, or you can email me at legendslovers@protonmail.com. It's a great way to reach out to me. And don't forget, you can go to anchor.fm/legendslovers to basically have access to everything. So all the links to my the podcatchers that I'm on, like Spotify, Breaker, Radio Public, and Pocket Casts. There is a faulty Google Podcasts, still trying to figure that out. I have emailed so many people trying to fix it, but we'll get there eventually. But without further ado, I really got a shout out to Eli. He called recently, but he gave me an idea, kind of go on things. Like, he called about Force Lightning. So I was like, well, why not we talk about the different lightsaber colors? And so really what I wanted to do is I wanted to do this with a co-host, but we had a little problems with the scheduling, and so I ended up having to do this episode by myself. But hopefully next week I will have a co-host on the show. So anyways, let's dive into it. My goal for today is really just to talk about lightsaber colors. A couple weeks ago we talked about lightning colors, and so I want to talk about lightsaber colors and variants. If you hear me flipping pages or going through a book, I am flipping through the Jedi Path, and that's a novel or a book that I got written by, I believe, Dean Wallace, or Daniel Wallace. It's along with the Book of Sith, and so yeah, it's a really interesting book. I suggest you get it. But anyways, we're going to start off with the most iconic and recognized lightsaber color, which is blue. So the blue lightsaber is very common. It's almost as common as the red ones, which are the Sith lightsabers, at least in the movies. And really, it's just... it kind of represents... And I want to get into this, talk about... the representation and the meaning of the color. So we know that blue lightsabers are the most common, and usually if you have a blue lightsaber, you're usually a Jedi Guardian. So a Jedi Guardian is really just a warrior of the Jedi Order. And so real quick, let me find the page in the Jedi Path book. But in this book... it talks about the different types of Jedi and, like, ranks. And so I'm going to read from the first paragraph of this section in the Jedi Path. And it starts off, if you prefer heroics to standing around, becoming a Jedi Guardian may be the path for you. While I'm not here to disparage the work of our Jedi Consulars and Sentinels, it's a fact that we Guardians are the Republic's first line of defense against thousands of enemies who seek to destroy it. So really, they just serve to protect the galactic peace. And so that's really what Jedi who carry the blue lightsaber do. They're Jedi Guardians most of the time. Some characters we know who carry the blue lightsaber would be Luke Skywalker or Anakin Skywalker. Rey is known to do that. Ben Solo as well. Obi-Wan Kenobi, Plo Koon, and many other Jedi. So, Ben Solo, not as common. He's kind of in the same situation as Luke. Luke only carried the blue lightsaber because he was given it. But when he made a lightsaber, he had a green lightsaber. So, moving on to the next one is a green lightsaber. Most of the time, Jedi Consulars who carry the green lightsaber are Jedi who carry the green lightsaber. And so, the path of the Jedi Consular is one of harmony, one that avoids violence and seeks to unite living beings through the peace of the Force. Jedi Guardians are needed to prevent the spread of evil, but it is the Jedi Consulars who uphold the central precepts of the Jedi Code. So, one thing they like to do is they have green lightsabers, but they prefer negotiations over combat. But when in combat, they actually rely on the Force heavily, and they stretch their athletics so they can jump higher, run faster, swing harder in those ways. And so they're actually stronger in the Force most of the time than the Jedi Guardians. Again, Anakin is a little bit of a exception and a little bit different. But some other Jedi we know who had the green lightsaber would be Luke Skywalker, Ben Solo, Qui-Gon Jinn, and Yoda, most of all. He's the most common one, or Luke. And so, personally, Qui-Gon Jinn is actually my favorite, or Mace Windu, due to what we talked about last week, I believe, a little bit. So that's just some facts about the yellow lightsaber. And so, we're gonna get in, or green lightsaber. We're gonna get into some stuff between the yellow lightsaber as well. Hopefully, orange. I recently saw a video that talked about the different shades of blue. So there are different shades of blue: cyan, blue, indigo. And so we'll probably get into that a little bit as well. I'll have to find that video, and so we'll be going through that. In fact, let me pull up the site. But yeah, it's really interesting. We'll also talk about purple, black. We'll also be talking about red as well, silver, and things like that. So basically, to move on to the next, well, I want to talk about real quick, yes, the yellow lightsaber. So the yellow lightsaber is usually wielded by the Jedi Sentinels. So, and then after this one, we're going to move on to the different shades of blue, because I did not have that image pulled up. But I need to find yellow. All right, yellow. This is in the Jedi Path Book. Striking a balance between Guardian and the Consular, the Jedi Sentinel is a class that combines both disciplines with civilian expertise. Because we don't focus our time on lightsaber exercises or force meditation, we Sentinels have acquired a host of skills that don't require force sensitivity, and we can accomplish tasks that neither Guardians nor Consulars can handle on their own. So this is actually Legends. Remember that this all can be changed by the movies in any way. But that's a good perspective on what the Jedi Consulars do. Here's another paragraph that I found. And it's, wielders of the yellow-bladed lightsabers are the mark of the Jedi Sentinel. Jedi who use yellow lightsabers are balanced between combat and scholarly pursuits. Would be more likely to act as defenders of the Jedi Order rather than head out into battle. They would only engage if necessary. So that's just a little bit of a description of the yellow lightsaber. And then moving on to the next one, we want to get into cyan. So cyan-bladed lightsabers, they're just a variant of blue, and a variation of blue. And so, users often have a similar deep physical connection with the Force as the blue-bladed lightsabers, wielders of blue-bladed lightsabers. However, Jedi who use cyan lightsabers are less likely to engage in combat overall. These users are morally good and use the light side of the Force. So, cyan, blue, and indigo, they're all pretty much the same. It's just cyan's more towards the consular, blue is in the middle, and indigo is more towards maybe a purple-bladed lightsaber. And then the next one would be blue. So traditionally, wielders of blue-bladed lightsabers have deep physical connections with the Force. Jedi who use blue lightsabers are adept with physically focused Force powers like Force push, but prefer lightsaber combat. Generally, wielders of blue-bladed lightsabers are morally good and use the light side of the Force. So it's pretty much the same thing. So it's just, and then the next one is indigo. So they're all very, very similar, but indigo-bladed lightsabers are another variation of blue. The users often have similar deep physical connections with the Force. However, Jedi who use indigo lightsabers are more likely to engage in combat overall. And they still use the light side of the Force. So basically, Cyan, they prefer to not engage in battle, maybe use Force Push or something like that. Blue is just kind of a middle ground, and then Indigo wielders usually prefer to go into battle. So the next one, and we've only seen actually one Jedi wield these this lightsaber, as far as I'm concerned in the canon, and that is Ahsoka Tano in Rebels. Ahsoka has wielded a green lightsaber, a blue lightsaber, a white lightsaber, and I've heard, it's been rumored that she's wielded a yellow lightsaber. So, for those of you that are really interested in Ahsoka and the lightsaber color she used, I would check out if that rumor should be considered or not. I definitely know that I will be looking that up soon. I don't want to do this on the show because I want this to be more focused towards lightsabers in general and not Ahsoka. But to move on, the silver lightsabers or white lightsabers, wielders of the white-bladed lightsabers tend to stay away from labels and strict definitions and cannot typically be categorized as either good or bad, but rather capable of either. While lightsaber users are adept Force users and more typically use universal Force abilities rather than the light or dark Force abilities, users of white lightsabers tend to have a great amount of control and focus. So recently I was listening to a podcast and this guy was like, oh, the gray Jedi or the white Jedi or whatnot are like total baloney. No, it's stupid. It's not worth it. But I think actually that gray Jedi are where the original Jedi. So I think Jedi, J-E, apostrophe, D-E-I-I, I think, which really, I think there's only one Legends novel that talks about them way back in the Star Wars timeline, which would be The Dawn of the Jedi Into the Void. So go check that book out. I'm currently almost done with it, and I've really enjoyed it so far. He talks, in the book, they talk about how the light side is Ashla, and the dark side is Bogan. I don't know if I'm saying that correctly. But they feel the pull between the light side and the dark side. And they're not pulled toward either one, but they stay in the middle. And I feel like that's where the gray Jedi are. And so they found the balance in between the Force. And they're not light, and they don't try to get rid of the dark. But they're not dark, and they don't try to get rid of the light. They accept both of them. And I really think that's what they're... what the Grey Jedi do, and I think it's a great concept to add, and I feel like Qui-Gon Jinn was more of towards the Grey lightsaber stage, but anyways, the next lightsaber color that I want to talk about is Amethyst or Purple, and so wielders of the purple-bladed lightsabers are typically morally ambiguous than their fellow Jedi. They typically have purple-bladed saber wielders favor light side Force powers, but do not limit themselves to them, and can train in abilities that are sometimes looked down upon within the Jedi Orders. Wielders of purple-bladed lightsabers use their powers for good, but can be calculating and distrustful. So one of the other purple lightsaber wielders, I think the only one we've seen besides Mara Jade, is Mace Windu, and I'm going to have to double check, but Mara Jade may wield a magenta colored lightsaber, which is a little bit different. She's in Legends, but anyways, Mace Windu is a great example. He uses Vapod, which is a Form 7 lightsaber style, which I might end up doing an episode on, but I don't really want to sound like a YouTuber. This is more of a podcast to kind of just talk about Star Wars and break it down. And that's one thing that I really want to do with a co-host. But Mace Windu, he uses Vapod. And so basically what it does is he is a light side user, but he draws on his opponent's dark side power and turns it around and uses it against them. So he basically gives a dark side user a taste of his own medicine. Another quote I've read about them, they're very rare, and the most notably the blades are used by Mace Windu. The purple lightsaber was actually requested by Sam Jackson. So he was like, he just wanted to be different. And so he's like, how about this? Give me a purple lightsaber. And so then George Lucas developed this this kind of backstory around it. And so this was written a little while ago, and so I'm going to just quote it. But as it says, as such, there's no actual meaning to this rare lightsaber within the Star Wars universe. However, in the expanded universe, it indicated moral ambiguity, uncertainty, and reconstruction, as purple is combined of red and blue. Therefore, it represented that the user showed an affinity with both the light and dark sides of the Force. Windu's purple lightsaber first appeared in Star Wars episode, and it goes on. And that's one thing that I noted. It said blue and red together makes purple. And that's one thing as well. Blue and green together makes yellow. And so a couple Jedi users that are kind of in between, that use yellow. I forgot to mention Plo Koon and Rey after the Rise of Skywalker. Plo Koon can be argued to have used an orange lightsaber. And I mean, it makes sense because orange lightsaber, we'll get into it, but he does have a force lightning ability. But one thing I do want to talk about, the gray Jedi, I'm forgetting it now, and I really wish I didn't forget it. Give me 1 second. I forgot. All right. Anyways, I really think I can remember. This is bothering me. I'm sorry. All right. Anyways, let's move on. I can't remember. But anyways, so that's basically purple lightsabers. Just some background. Oh, I remembered. Gray lightsabers. Gray Jedi. So they actually cause. So basically, when a in the new canon, we're going to talk about Legends first. But in Legends, Sith Lords to create a red lightsaber, they use a synthetic crystal maker or furnace or whatnot. And they create the crystal that way. But in canon, in the Darth Vader comics, Darth Vader is given his a lightsaber crystal. And so basically what he does is he causes the crystal to bleed. And so he forces all his pain into the crystal. And so it becomes red. It's a little darker than the Legends, but that's what the canon is. Anyways, so it goes on to say that, and this is kind of, I think, in Legends, or canon, how Ahsoka made her gray lightsabers, is she freed the bleeding lightsabers of their pain. And so that's just some really interesting facts that I meant to mention about the gray lightsaber. But to move on, I think the next color, yes, the next color we want to talk about is orange. So here is what the page says. Wielders of orange-bladed lightsabers are theorized to be conflicted individuals, and while they gravitate toward the light side of the Force, it is usually begrudgingly. They have typically had a brush with the dark side of the Force, and despite the fact that they're usually morally good, they tend to have a mischievous streak. So, for those of you listening, if you don't know what begrudgingly means, I think a simple way to put it is they're not super happy about it. If you're not, if you do know what it is, I apologize for having to explain it to you. One thing we also see, orange blade of lightsaber, we know that Yaddle actually uses it. And again, this is a little bit older. This article that I'm reading, it's another article, and it said the newest addition to the Star Wars canon, are orange lightsabers, thanks to Jedi Fallen Order. The color was revealed as a pre-order incentive for the game, so there's no backstory to it yet. In the expanded universe, orange blades have sometimes been used by the Sith, Dark Jedi, or Dark Jedi. But in new canon, there's no indication of indication what, if anything, it means. And these hopefully until Jedi Fallen Order comes out. So personally, I have not been able to get my hands on it. I have tried very hard, and I simply cannot get my hands on the game. So, if your podcatcher of choice allows you to leave a comment, please leave a comment. Or email me or leave a message about Jedi Fallen Order. I don't really... That's one thing I don't know is I haven't watched any live streams. I almost did, but I don't want the game to be spoiled for me. So that's just one thing that I don't know because I'm trying to avoid it. But yeah, so we know Yaddle, and then the main character, Fallen Order, have orange-bladed lightsabers, and Sith have been known to use them. And so basically, they're kind of like a dark side lightsaber, and they're not really a balance between the light and the dark, like purple, but they're still more of a light side color. The next lightsaber we want to talk about is magenta. So, magenta lightsabers, I believe, have been used by Mara Jade. I don't know. I'm pretty sure that the more I look at this magenta blade, the more I think Mara Jade, who is a Legends character, and I'm gonna look up right now. Lightsaber color. All right. So, it says purple. And I'm on Wikipedia right now, so I mean it technically can be changed. So actually, her first crystal was given to her by Emperor Palpatine when she became an Emperor's hand. She used this weapon with her holdout blaster through the Galactic Civil War, including the Sheeshla sector. Again, this is Legends. She lost it after the Battle of Endor during her duel with Lumaya on Capriol. So that is Legends. You're gonna have to. It's discussed actually in the Atlas Expanded Universe. So it's actually pretty interesting. Would suggest getting that book. She's in a lot of different books. Go to Wikipedia and look up Mara Jade. This is Mara Jade's first lightsaber, so that's not her actual color. I'm gonna go to Star Wars Universe. Here it says it's model. It says blade color is magenta, so it is debatable. Whatever the Legends book says, it's probably magenta. That's just my guess. It looks like it's magenta, but basically. Wielders of magenta-bladed lightsabers are theorized to be highly observant and stealthy. Users would be thought of as quite adventurous, and although not evil, they would have some capabilities of using the dark side of the Force. It is often thought that users of this color would be very crafty and calculating. So basically, the purple-bladed lightsaber, and I'm going purple-bladed, orange, and magenta are all kind of light and dark colors. Purple is a light side, more strongly based on the light side, and uses the dark side to destroy the dark side. Orange is just someone who's had an incident with the dark side, but still believes that some things are morally right and wrong, and that doesn't and has problems with certain things that the Sith do. And then magenta is just kind of like does is adventurous and does some things that some people would assume a little bit more dark, but they're not evil. And so that's just kind of those things. And then the next blade I want to talk about is the Darksaber. So the Darksaber is a black-bladed saber that seems to negate all light in its immediate vicinity. So the science of this actual saber is really interesting to understand, and if maybe Dave Filoni has an explanation, that'd be really cool. But rather than give off light, wielders of the dark blade are rather it does it takes the It seems to negate all the light in its immediate vicinity rather than give off light. So it's really just a cool blade. Then wielders of the dark blade are generally morally corrupt and obsessed with death. A dark blade wielder relies on raw combat abilities and will almost never take the peaceful option when there is a chance they can spill some blood. So this is actually not really true. I think part of this is actually incorrect. The Darksaber was originally constructed by a Mandalorian Jedi. It wasn't constructed by a Sith Lord. And so it was just created by a specific crystal, and it was then stolen from the Jedi after that Jedi had died. It was stolen from the Jedi by Mandalorians, and then by the Mandalorians' clan, House Vizsla, and had been passed down. From there until it got to Sabine Wren, after Maul, it had been taken from Maul. How, or, yeah, how, well, no, Maul, yeah, after it had been taken from Maul, how, it got into, I'm forgetting his name now. The actor's name is Giancarlo Esposito. He played in The Mandalorian. How he got it, I have no idea. Moff Gideon, how Moff Gideon got it, I have no clue. But that's something really interesting that we can be looking forward to in The Mandalorian season 2. All right. Now finally, we have red lightsabers. Red lightsabers are used almost exclusively by Sith and users of the dark side of the Force. Sith believe that conflict is the only way to truly test one's ability and place in the universe, so they never shy away from a fight or seek peaceful solutions. When confronted with problems, wielders of the red-bladed lightsabers are guided by their passions and use dark side force powers almost exclusively. So that's actually a really good summary of red lightsabers. Here's another one. The lightsaber color that represents the Sith, unlike the Jedi, who share a connection with their kyber crystals. With these then changing colors, the Sith are unable to discover, connect with them, and thus have to steal their kybers or employ other methods to build their lightsabers. The process is known as bleeding, and consists on pouring all their hate, fear, and other negative emotions into the crystal, causing it to bleed and turn red. Meanwhile, in the expanded universe, the Sith similarly couldn't use kyber crystals for their lightsabers, so they made synthetic kybers, which turned out to be red. This color had been used mostly by the Sith and seen with Darth Vader, Count Dooku, Darth Maul, and this double-bladed lightsaber. Darth Sidious and Kylo Ren. Fans are now waiting for the explanation on Rey wielding a red lightsaber in Star Wars, blah, 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 blah. So this is a little bit old, but it's still good content. So basically, I think that actually said what I was going to say, the other section missed. But yeah, it's a really good summarization, and it talks about some wielders of the red lightsaber. We also see Darth Revan, Darth Malak, Lord Scourge, I believe even Lord Vitiate, other lightsaber wielders like Darth Xana, or Plagueis, or Palpatine, or Bane, and many other Sith. All the Sith wield the red lightsabers. Naga Shado, Sorus Sen, all those people. But anyways, one thing I forgot about is another wielder of the Darksaber is Sabine Wren, and so how and Bo-Katan. So it's exciting to see, hoping that Bo-Katan is in The Mandalorian, maybe even Sabine Wren, and how Giancarlo Esposito's character Moff Gideon managed to retrieve the Darksaber. But anyways, I hope this guys was just some fun topic that you guys could listen to and hear about. I'm hoping to find some have a co-host on my show hopefully next week. I'll work it out with him, and then we'll see you next week. I hope to not sound like a YouTuber. I want to be a podcaster, and just kind of share some information with you guys. And so, if you guys have any comments, I know Apple Podcasts allows you to leave a review. I don't know for sure on really any other platform, and I'll be checking them soon. I know Spotify doesn't, which is one sad thing. But if it doesn't let you leave a comment, then go ahead and call in or email me at legendslovers@protonmail.com or call me in a message. The link should be in the description below. If it doesn't work, go to anchor.fm/legendslovers. One thing on the comments, if you can leave a comment, I've got two rules for you. Please make them good, or if you really have a problem, go ahead and just try to make it in a positive way. Give me positive constructive criticism. If you really don't want to comment, please, again, feel free to call in the show. I might not play it on the show, but I definitely will listen to it. Or you can email me. But with that being the end of this time, may the Force be with you always.